Welcome into Wildcat Insider. John Kurtz joined by the voice of the Wildcats, Wyatt Thompson. We have a lot on the plate today with the show. You are going to hear from Brad Hill at 4:40. K-State head baseball coach. They open up their season this week, Friday, in fact, in Florida. But throughout the show, obviously, a lot about K-State basketball, and the football news is what we're going to open up with here in a second that has come down officially today. We heard a lot about it on Friday and throughout the weekend, but Bill Snyder and Del Miller, both topics of conversation there. As always, 537-1350 to call the show. You can also tweet us at the Game K Man if you have questions or comments, as some of you already have chimed in with some questions that we'll get to later on in the show. But good to see you, Wyatt. It's been a crazy day as far as news coming from the football program. I think most of us had a pretty good idea of this with everything that had started to be reported on Friday and then throughout the weekend as the wheels continued to turn with that. But the long and short of it, the first bit of news that we got was surrounding Coach Snyder, and certainly thoughts and prayers with him as he confirmed in a press release through K-State today that he's been diagnosed with throat cancer and has been receiving outpatient treatment at the KU Medical Center for about 3 weeks. But he says both teams have projected a positive outcome, and teams being the doctors that he's working with, have projected a positive outcome and are working on a schedule that's allowing him to continue to work. And he plans on being there for spring practice, which is going to start at the end of the month of March. But first things first, I mean, you hear something like this, and obviously your heart sinks, and thoughts and prayers go out to Coach Snyder and his family.
No question, and it's pretty humbling and sobering, isn't it? When this started to break on Friday, you know this, Stan and I and the basketball crew were in Morgantown, West Virginia. We had flown after the radio show Thursday night so they could practice there Friday in a small window, because there really wasn't a window later in the day had we traveled that way normally. Point being, when we started to hear about it, it was, you know, it was everywhere. I don't know if I've ever had a phone go as crazy as mine did on Friday. I guess what I would say is I am so thrilled to read the press release this morning that Coach Snyder believes, his team of doctors believe, that this is going to be an okay thing, and that he is ready to go back to work at some point, or in different points, I guess. And I've seen so many things written today by national and regional sports media and just fans alike, you know, with best wishes and that. And it kind of was validation of the impact the guy has had on so many. You know, I think for me, that was what I took out of most of today, for sure. Not all, but most.
That was one of the coolest parts of it to me. And I guess I feel even a little bit weird saying a cool part of it. I mean, there's no cool part of a situation like this. But when we take into context that, again, they reiterate twice here the release, according to Snyder's doctors, his prognosis is excellent, that it seems like things are moving in the right direction as far as that is concerned. To be able to then see, yes, all the appreciation that's really come flooding out from lots of national college football guys. I mean, all across just about any platform you could think of. I was sitting there listening to the Dan Patrick Show before we came on the air here, and they were calling him the most underrated college football coach of all time. I mean, there's been all kinds of people that, you know, whether it's been with a sense of humor or just complete respect and admiration. I mean, you've seen it from all corners.
Yeah, that's perfectly said. And, you know, I think even reading things like, he will tackle this like he has tackled everything else as the football coach at Kansas State, with dignity, class, hard work, perseverance, all of those things, I think is totally accurate. It's apropos and accurate. We just like you said in the beginning, this is, you know, you don't want to see this, you know, happen to anyone. And yet the prognosis is good. My understanding is coach has done well through the treatments to this particular point, and let's hope and pray for the best.
Yeah, spring practice is going to start on March 29th, so obviously there is some time in between there, but that's one of the more remarkable parts about this. You know, a lot of people dealing with this, I'm sure, would be much less concerned, I guess, with their work, you know, really, for lack of a better phrase there, but he seems to be taking it in stride, and just like we would expect Coach Snyder to, you know, he's ready to go coach again.
Well, I think we've known for a long, long time that he loves his job, and he's exceptional at it. And I think that's kind of what we're trying to get across here today, that I saw one tweet today that was from West Virginia football. You know, coach, we're thinking about you. See you this fall. Best of luck. You know, prayers with you, that kind of stuff. I just thought that was, you know, just one of hundreds, thousands that are wishing him well, thinking about him, praying for him, and certainly we're all doing that.
Yeah, I saw, you know, Dennis Dodd, for instance, just about anybody that covers college football. I saw at least a tweet from today. I don't know how into Reddit you are. People out there know about Reddit, but giant internet community. They've got a college football board where they had everybody basically signed like an online card. They're sending a bunch of online signatures Bill Snyder's way that way, since he is so famous and notorious for sending handwritten notes to everybody. Mm-hmm. So
yeah,
a lot of cool things that are happening there as far as that is concerned. But again, the news, if you missed it from earlier today, Bill Snyder did confirm in a press release that he's been diagnosed with throat cancer, receiving outpatient treatment at KU Med Center for about 3 weeks. But the doctors say his prognosis is excellent, and he plans to be ready for spring practice, which starts at the end of March, on March 29th, in fact. And then the other bit of news that we got football-related that was another thing that had been sort of rumored for the last few days that came out a couple hours after the Bill Snyder news was that there is going to be a change on the staff, and that is co-offensive coordinator and quarterbacks coach Del Miller has announced his retirement. A guy who has been with K-State for a long time and with Bill Snyder for a long time was on his initial staff, and I was actually surprised to learn, I did not know this, that he was the first assistant coach that Bill Snyder hired when he took the job back in 1989. So I don't know that this news is necessarily shocking, but you know, certainly first things first, another guy that you got to really tip your cap to and respect, because Del Miller's done a lot here at K-State.
You know, it's interesting, looking through the release that was written by Ryan Lackey, who's the one of the football contacts at Kansas State, just reading through it today, it brought back so many memories of so many different teams, players. This is a guy that, you know, has spent 45 years of his life coaching and 20 of it at Kansas State. Dell has always been a guy that I have admired for a lot of different reasons. But I would tell you, first and foremost, it says a lot that he is Bill Snyder's first hire, that he has been so loyal through the course of time, and has certainly coached some of the most fine quarterbacks to ever walk through the halls at Kansas State. And I know he is proud of that. He should be proud of that. I'm going to miss him. He's a good, good man. Does it the right way. it's always hard when you get to know guys and people like this. I think Dell's done a great job over the years, and you know, the retirement thing is probably, I think he's ready, and good for him. He deserves it. He's done a great job for many, many years.
Yeah, well, certainly his, you know, list of accomplishments and resume at this point, he deserves to have, you know, some time off to relax, because he has spent 20 years at K-State, like you mentioned. He was at one point the head coach at then Southwest Missouri State. Now it's turned, of course, into Missouri State. But after that stint, came back to work with Bill Snyder and the Wildcats, then left to be the offensive coordinator at San Diego State when Ron Prince was here coaching, and then came back with Snyder in 2009. So he has been there for a long time. And you talk about memories, you start looking down the list of quarterbacks that they have rattled off here that he's worked with since being a quarterbacks coach or working with the offense at K-State. Obviously, Colin Klein, Chad May, L. Roberson, Jake Waters. They throw in Daniel Sams, too, and five quarterbacks that have earned all-conference honors under his tutelage. So, yeah, that's where you really start going back through it and say, "What, well, man, yeah, he really was here for the best of times for the most part."
Yeah. My first introduction, of course, with Dell was through L. Roberson, who was the quarterback when I first came to Kansas State in 2002, or one of them anyway, and ended up winning the job, and just a terrific talent. And all the way up through, you know, these last few guys, the job that he did with Colin Klein, the job that he did with Jake Waters, certainly the job that he has done with Jesse Ertz. We saw Jesse accomplish so many things this year as time went on. I've said this on the show before when we were wrapping up the football season with the bowl win and a 9-4 campaign. Think about what Jesse was that Friday night in September, and think about what he was at that bowl game, and it's just night and day. And, you know, a lot of that's on Jesse, you know, but a lot of that I think you have to give some credit to the coaches too, and certainly Dell Miller is a large part of that.
And something we could talk about throughout the show, obviously, you know, now you start turning to, okay, who is going to replace Dell Miller? And the other thing is they're adding now a 10th full-time coach
right.
to staffs as well. So K-State really, as of right now, would have two openings basically on that coaching staff. But you know, things will look different, and this is, I forget, and maybe you can help fill me in on this. I know they always have the note in the football game notes, but this staff had been completely intact since 2012 was when Michael Smith left for Arkansas, and Joe Bob Clements left for Oklahoma State, if I recall correctly.
I think that's right.
So, you know, you
sounds right.
You don't see college football coaching staffs have that kind of continuity.
Anywhere, to be honest with you. And I think that's the – I mean, think about, you know, Dell all of those years, Mo Lattimore even more than that. Andre Coleman's now – he's been here a while now. You know, Blake Seiler, you know, you just get used to not really having any turnover. And so when something like this comes out where Dell makes the decision to retire, it's certainly newsworthy, isn't it? I mean, it's big news here and should be, but it's just so uniquely different than most places where usually, I don't want to overstate it, but usually there's probably at least a staff change once every couple of two or three years everywhere, even name the place. Doesn't matter, Tennessee, Stanford, whatever. There's some, but there just hasn't been very many here lately.
Yeah, I mean, it's almost like it's not quite to this extent, but, you know, transfers in college basketball are so prevalent. Yeah. You almost expect it to happen every single offseason, just like coaches, assistant coaches, whoever it may be moving on in college football.
Well, and the other thing, you know, talking about Coach Snyder, think about, I know his coaching tree has been talked about many, 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 many times, but I think we talk so often about, you know, his work ethic and drive, and it you know, it's got to be tough to play for him because he is demanding, and yet there's you know, so many quality things about it too, you know, that the hard work is part of it, and that goes for coaches, I guess, is the point. You know, these guys, there's a lot of loyalty there, I think, and I think loyalty is part of what Bill Snyder's all about and what he stands for.
Yeah, that's been very, very obvious with the coaches, obviously. You come and put in the work that it takes to work for Coach Snyder, he's going to have your back on the other end as well.
And from the players' perspective, they know crystal clear from the get-go what it's going to take for them to get to the field, I think.
Yeah.
I love that about it.
537-1350, if you got questions surrounding all the football news that we have today, questions or comments. You want to talk some hoops, you can as well. We'll get to that next year on Wildcat Insider. It was certainly a tale of two halves in Morgantown for the K-State men. You're listening to Wildcat Insider.